SBS Radio.
Ang segmentong ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Western Union.
Kasama ko ngayon si Malu Villarreal ng Baby Love Sleep at ika nga nila, walang imposible sa determinadong ina. Magandang araw, Malu!
Magandang araw, Maribel.
Salamat sa panahon mo.
Thank you.
Ang negosyo mong Baby Love Sleep ay nagsimula o nagbunga dahil yung bunso mong anak ay nagkaroon ng problema o naging putol-putol yung tulog niya nung mga 6 weeks or 8 weeks old?
Around 8 weeks, tama.
Sabi nga nila, walang imposible sa determinadong ina. So ano yung mga nangyari nung mga panahong iyon? Maari ka bang magbalik tanao?
So nangyari sa akin, yung pangalawa kong anak, yung bunso ko, perfect sleeper siya nung pinanganak. Pagdating ng mga 4 months, or 8 weeks, biglang ang daming nag-change, nagbago. So, bigla siyang putol-putol yung tulog. Tapos, every time na I would walk into his room, palagi na lang siyang nakalabas yung arms. Kasi I used to swaddle him when he was a young baby to keep his startle reflex in. And nakita ko na lang every 20 minutes, magigising siya, umiiyak. Papasok ako every 10-20 minutes. Nakalabas na yung arms niya. That was a really struggling experience for me. So, medyo naging desperado ako. And once when a mom is desperate, you go to the internet and you look for anything and any kind of information that can help you. So, I tried all different kinds of products that was available right there at the time. At saka lahat ng mga information, talagang ni-research ko yan. And finally, I decided after nothing much was working, I would create my own sleeping attire that would help my son.
So nung mga kung di ako nagkamali, 2012 ito, 'di ba?
Yeah.
So nung mga bata yung anak ko, meron akong binibili na yung tawag nila ay sleep sack. So para siyang sleeping bag.
Sleeping bag.
So nung mga panahong yon, yun yung naging solusyon ko sa putol-putol na tulog. Pero yung sa'yo, naiiba.
Tama. Yung kaibahan ng sa'kin, so actually let me start with yung nirefer mo na sleeping bag. So yung sleeping bag na yon during that time, yung purpose na yon is for keeping the babies warm. So during the colder seasons. Kasi as we know, young babies and even older babies, mahirap i-keep yung blanket on top of them, so they usually kick off the blankets and it's really hard to keep it over them. So a lot of babies wake up because of the cold. And so this sleeping bag is actually a substitute for a blanket. However, yung sa akin is a sleep sack, which is really about the transitional sleeping attire for when babies have outgrown the swaddle wrap. So as we know, babies are swaddled when they're born to help them feel secure for the startle reflex. But when they outgrow that, that is when the sleep, problems arise because they go stronger, lumalabas na yung mga arms, hindi mahirap na i-keep in within the swaddle wrap. So my sleep sack, which is called the Sleepy Hugs, is an enclosed sleeping sack which helps keep the baby's arms still feeling secure for their startle reflex, but also serves both as a blanket as well as the transitional sleepwear.
So yung pag sinasabi mo yung swaddle, ito yung parang binabalot na suman, kumbaga.
Tama.
So dahil alam naman natin na pag bagong silang, marami sa kanila, gusto pa rin nila yung feeling na nasa loob sila ng parang nasa loob sila ng sinapupunan or womb.
Tama, that's right.
Nasolusyonan mo yung putol-putol na tulog ng anak mo.
Tama. So, ito. So, nung dinesign ko nga yung Sleepy Hugs sleep sack, na-observe ko na yung tulog niya nag-improve. Kasi na-realize ko na for my baby, for this second son of mine, he wanted the freedom. Gusto na niya ma-freedom yung arms niya. Pero yun nga, yung startle reflex niya, medyo malakas pa. So, by allowing him to wear this enclosed sleep sack, pero yung arms niya free, medyo free na, he suddenly his sleep improved.
Tapos yung solution mo, parang naging solution rin sa problema ng maraming mga mommy?
Tama. So you know, a lot of syempre meron akong mga mommy group and a lot of other family members and friends na, you know, sabihan ko, I told them about my solution. And they all wanted to try it kasi they told me that they were, you know, experiencing the same things. So, pinagawan ko rin sila ng sleep sack. Nung trinay din nila sa mga anak nila, surprisingly, nag-work din. So, you know, it wasn't just an isolated situation for me. So, yun nga, na-realize ko na marami ding mga ina dyan na they're going through the same thing.
At nagbunga ito ng maliit na negosyo para sa'yo.
Tama.
Ito yung isa sa pinakamagandang solusyon sa mga problema, hindi ba? Simple lang.
Tama. That's right. So at the same time na I'm, you know, able to help other parents, and at the same time I'm also able to fulfill a dream that a dream that many parents have, to be able to, you know, earn an income and start a business that could help, you know, financially with the family.
Hanggang sa susunod, maraming salamat Malu Villarreal sa pagbahagi ng kwento mo.
Salamat din, Maridel.
Ang segmentong ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Western Union.
sbs.com.au